Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. So full disclosure, when I reached out to Mark Carrick, who does a great job covering the Mets in New York for Newsday, yesterday, the reason for doing so was to talk about Kevin Long.
Right.
Kevin Long, of course, hitting coach with the Mets, candidate for the Nats managerial job. I figured he'd be great at providing some insight on him as a candidate. We got to multitask, though, because Joe Girardi's become available. Carrick covered Girardi in New York at one point as well. Mark, thanks for the time. You're on the air in D.C. with Grant and Danny. So I actually want to start with Joe Girardi. Experiences you've had with him, what you know about him as a manager, and do you get the sense he wants to leave baseball for a year or two, be with his family, or do you think this is a guy that wanted to keep managing and the Yankees were the reason why he's not going to stay in New York?
No, it's funny. I think there's a lot of both of those elements there. I think there's been talk about Joe wanting to spend time with his family. 10 years anywhere is a lot. 10 years managing the Yankees in New York is dog years. So I think there was certainly an element there of, you know, understanding why he might want to have that family time. Now, that said, I think he made it clear that this was not his decision, that the Yankees were the ones that moved forward with this, thinking that it was time for a change. So I think there was a lot of that kind of stuff floating around anyway. It wouldn't surprise me if he was back in baseball. It also wouldn't surprise me if he took a year off. So I thought, you know, he's a good manager. Was he a perfect manager? No. I think there's a lot of things he did really, really well. There's a lot of things where he struggled with. But I think on the whole, he was a good manager. I think you got to do a lot of things right to be the manager of the Yankees for 10 years.
Yeah, and have a great record overall despite some bad moves. I mean, he took a group of kids and a bunch of guys that nobody really wanted, overpriced veterans like Ellsbury and C.C. Sabathia to 91 wins and a few outs of the World Series. Pretty impressive to me. Mark, give me kind of the pulse in New York. Is this a surprise that Girardi's out? Not a surprise that Collins is out. Probably got a raw deal with all the injuries and whatever. But is this a surprise up there that it didn't work out with the Yankees and Joe?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a surprise because I feel like for a long time, that front office and the manager's office got along there. And I think that's a common theme, by the way, as you look at all of these managerial openings in baseball, is that that relationship in the modern game is so, so important. And if there's any fraying there at all, it's going to show up. And so now we see with this Girardi situation, for instance, that, you know, a relationship that had been very strong looked like it, you know, kind of suffered here of late. It happened with the Mets as well. So I think, you know, that's an important part of this moving forward. I'm kind of curious just about the dynamics now between the front office and the manager. And I think that's what was kind of surprising about Joe, is that for a long time here, I think that relationship was very strong. And it seems now from the reports we're seeing come out that changed here in the last year.
Mark Carrick covers the Mets in New York, does a great job on the baseball beat for Newsday. You mentioned on Twitter a pretty touching story with Joe Girardi. Would you mind sharing that with our listeners?
Yeah, sure. I think Joe Girardi gets knocked a lot for not being human and kind of being cold and aloof and, you know, maybe not being that same beloved guy in the room as, let's say, Joe Torre was. But, you know, I think that conflicts sometimes with what I saw every day. And a few years back, unfortunately, my mother passed away during spring training. So I was away from the team for a while. And the first day I come back, Joe's in the middle of a drill and he's a business first kind of guy, but in the middle of the drill, he stops, comes over, checks on me. So I have to see him in the office later on. I do that. And, you know, it was just he and I sitting in there. You know, and he wanted to make a donation to a charity in my mom's honor. And now I have to deny that or decline that because I was still covering the guy. And ethically, it's not a good place to be as a journalist. But I remember just being struck by, you know, how such a classy gesture that was. And, you know, he did it very quietly. It's not like he was looking for the attention or for the brownie points or whatever. It was a very private thing. I just thought it was, you know, kind of a cool insight that I think people should remember today. Because he's going to get hammered for, you know, being connected with people, all that stuff. And certainly, I'm sure there's some element to that. But that shouldn't be confused with the fact that I think, and he's shown us a lot of different examples, too. pretty stand-up human being.
We'll get into Kevin Long before we let you go, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this. As you can imagine, Dusty Baker is a lightning rod issue here in D.C. I saw that you were asked earlier today who the Yankees might look at, and you mentioned Dusty. Was that in jest, or do you think he'd actually be a candidate for the Yankees?
Yeah, no, I have no idea who the Yankees would be looking at. I say that just because, frankly, I was stunned that Dusty Baker is not the manager of the Nationals anymore. I thought he did, from the outside looking in anyway, a tremendous job in Washington and seemed to be the right guy, especially after a traumatic time there before him. You saw the effects of when a manager doesn't connect with his clubhouse. I think Dusty was the exact opposite. He totally seem to connect with that clubhouse. Pretty shocked that he wasn't there. That was more in jest, I think. I'm certainly not trying to pretend that I know what the Yankees are looking at. I just think that was more a reflection of holy smokes. I just feel like, I was shocked that Dusty's even in that position, frankly.
All right, Mark, sorry, we throw a bunch of 2-0 changeups at you when you were looking for a meatball. All right, let's do Mets stuff. We got you on to talk Kevin Long. This, as far as I'm concerned, is one of the new age hitting gurus, a genius that Daniel Murphy credits and a lot of other guys credit with kind of transforming, the impetus kind of transform modern baseball at this stage. What kind of guy is Kevin Long and what kind of manager might he be?
Yeah, I think Kevin Long was somebody who was ahead of the curve when it came to what we're seeing now in a lot of places in baseball, where there's that emphasis of hitting the ball in the air and kind of more athletic swings and that sort of thing. I think Kevin has been somebody who'd been a proponent of these things. And you mentioned Daniel Murphy. Now, Daniel Murphy, as the folks in Washington know, I'm not sure that anybody's been more obsessed with hitting, that I've come across than Daniel Murphy. And, Daniel Murphy and Kevin Long hit it off right away because those are two guys who are obsessed with hitting. They had a back-and-forth email exchange when Kevin got hired with the Mets. And that's where some of these swing changes that Daniel Murphy's gone through began and has kind of obviously spilled over to his success in Washington. So I think Kevin Long is a guy who has a long track record of connecting with a lot of different types of players. I think that's what made him a candidate with the Mets. I think that's what makes him a candidate with the Nationals. That said, as far as managing, that's a different job than being a hitting coach. So as with any other guy who gets this shot for the first time, I think it's really hard to answer what kind of guy they'll be. But I do know this, the characteristics that Kevin brings to the table, the big one, is that he knows how to connect with people, he knows how to communicate complex ideas, and I think that would serve him well if he ever got that chance to manage.
Why didn't he get much consideration and or the Mets gig if he's going to be a good manager at some point? And also, what can you tell us? I know it's hard, but in terms of strategy, how he might handle himself in-game?
Yeah, the in-game stuff, I can't even begin to answer that. I will say that he kind of is more of the new school. He's a major league hitting coach, and he could tell me all the time he didn't pay attention to batting average. And his point with that was there's a lot better ways to measure when a guy is helping your offense. And so I think
get steamed up.
Oh, I get so gassed up for
that's
that.
That's awesome to hear.
Yeah, this guy, he's a smart guy, and I think he's a forward-thinking guy. I think that would inform how he was going to build a lineup, for instance, okay? I think he's got that part of it covered. As far as why he wasn't considered, I thought he was considered with the Mets. As far as I can tell, the people I talked to, he got a serious look up here. So, he didn't get the job, obviously. But, my understanding is that he was considered here, and it was a serious thing. And at one point early in the process, they'd been leaning toward him, as a matter of fact. So, won't be surprising to me if he gets a crack somewhere. I think, he's got the right forward-thinking mentality. But, again, you just never know when you put a guy in a job where, he can always be the supportive guy. He's always the good cop. When you're the manager, suddenly you're having to be the bad cop. And sometimes you're doing it in front of the media, too. And that gets really tough. It's a tricky transition, I think.
Mark, great with us, man. Really appreciate it. And also the Audible Link line of scrimmage to talk more Yankees than you probably signed up for. Appreciate it, dude. Thanks.
Do what we got to do.
Mark Kerrigan, Newsday. Great job on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. If you want to react to anything he just said, you can hit us up. We'll get to you next hour, 800-636-1067. Let's get into fantasy football next. There is a Thursday night game tonight. We're going to spend much of the next hour previewing all the games around the NFL this weekend. Andy Behrens of Yahoo Sports previews the fantasy weekend ahead next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.